Hey, what's up, everybody? I almost didn't make this video because I wasn't sure if I could do it justice, but I want to share with you a concept that I think is going to change your life if you apply it. If you have been in the personal development space for a while, you've learned things on mindset and what to do with how you think and how you do things. You know that there's a ton of different information out there. There's a ton of different opinions on how we should be doing stuff like that. I've been in the personal development space for a long time. And for those of you that I haven't met yet, my name is Jeremiah Krakowski. I have been building businesses for 23 years in the online marketing, personal development, coaching space during that time. And again, I got my start helping business owners and sales trainers and building my own businesses over $160,000 a month, over seven figures in business that we make in our business here today. Now, what I want to show you is how to get your mindset to align with the goals and dreams that you have. Now, my life story, you don't want to hear the drag of my life story. Honestly, it's not been as bad as a lot of people, I would say, but I've had my own ups and downs. And I'll tell you that just I was raised in an environment that prioritized it created the perfect storm to create somebody who drank a lot of alcohol, tried to run away from their feelings, and lived by performance, lived by feeling like I was never good enough. And what that did for me is it drove me, one, it drove me to build businesses to be successful. But number two, if things weren't perfect, perfectionism, I would crumble. And so what I want to share with you is coming out of that, what I've learned over the years of going through personal development and all of that, and then a strategy that I've recently learned that works better than anything else that I've learned over those years. And that's what I want to share with you is this strategy. You know, we know about therapy. We know about finding what is the root cause of why we're dealing with issues and things like that. But here's the new strategy that I found that has helped is that when you are experiencing something that is blocking you, well, first let's go back to this fact. Number one, I used to talk about this a lot a couple of years ago in my podcast. Your decisions in your life determine your outcomes. Whatever you're getting, whatever you are experiencing, whatever even triggers you have are coming from decisions and beliefs that you've made. A belief creates a decision. And so how we show up is based on how those beliefs string together. Okay? How we experience life, how we show up in our business. And so if I'm finding that I'm struggling because I get overwhelmed or triggered to build my business, or I'm experiencing this in my family life, it's tied to beliefs that then lead into decisions that are dominating my thought space and they're impacting my nervous system in a powerful way. And so there's two states of being that we often live in as people. If you study polyvagal theory, you'll learn about the three kind of different states. You have the rest and digest space, parasympathetic, and then we have the freeze response. And so we have fight or flight, we have freeze, and then we have kind of a peaceful, thriving state of mind. And so that state of our not even just mind, but nervous system. When we're in that thriving state, we're not in fight, flight, or freeze, is where our creativity comes from. It's where our best ideas flow from. It's where we can show up at our best to impact the world around us and to do the things that we're called and meant to do. One of the things that I found is that oftentimes we go back and forth between these, and that's a normal part of life. We don't want to stuff them. We don't want to disappear from our feelings. But what we want to do is we want to learn how can I get back to that place of thriving? Another sense to call it would be our sort of a primal state. That's the fight, flight, or freeze. It's like the sort of brain that's deep in the recesses of it's almost uncontrollable. It's a feeling and it's starting to run our nervous system because again, fight, flight, or freeze is something that we don't control as it happens. somebody cuts you off in traffic and you immediately get angry or you get nervous or scared. Somebody starts threatening you and you start getting scared. That fear and worry is that automatic response. But what we can do is based on our beliefs and decisions, we can decide how it actually affects us. And we can then come out of those states. We experience them all the time as people. It happens. And you don't want to turn that off. I used to think that you want to turn those things off. You don't want to. You actually want to learn how to control your nervous system to be able to give you the kind of reactions that you want and to move from one into another. So if I get into fight, flight, or freeze, okay, what's my belief about that? And then how can I shift into the place where I want to be? A great example of this would be, again, I grew up where performance was a big factor in my life and what I had to do to be able to be, to feel like I was worthy of love and success. And then what ends up happening is I'm married, I got two kids, and then I might drop the ball in my marriage. My wife is disappointed in something. And if I just shut down or I get angry as an automatic response, neither of those work. And this is what I had to train myself because it was literally hurting my life, my marriage, and my business to where I would have these automatic responses that came from these childhood experiences. And even going through years and years of therapy, I wasn't finding that it was working to change a lot of those responses until I looked at these decisions and beliefs that I had. And so what I had to look at was this, and this is the powerful thing. It's a powerful way to reframe what you believe to be able to change your life. Is if you look at, okay, what am I experiencing right now? What is that trigger? What is that moment that's happening? Let's say you go to build your business and to write an email. I'm going to give you an example of something that my clients experience and that even I've experienced. You go to write a marketing email and you immediately start getting tired and exhausted. You start feeling like, gosh, this is so difficult for me to do right now. Gosh, this is so hard for me to do to be able to write this email. I don't want to write it wrong or things like that. Well, there's beliefs in the subconscious that start to create that trigger that are then creating the nervous system response of tired, protection, self-protection in that moment. And that's usually what ends up happening when we end up having fatigue about doing certain things in our business. When we start going to do things in our business and then we feel fatigued in that moment. It's not necessarily actually that we're fatigued in a big way. It's actually that there's a belief behind it that we're trying to block out or get rid of. Or maybe you see that you have mountains of piling debt. What does that mean about you when you look at that? And so what we have to do is this, is we have to look at what is that belief that's behind that decision that I'm making, okay? So what is the belief about the email is, well, I don't want to write something that's not going to necessarily work or produce the result that I want. The email has to be perfect to produce the result that I want, or it's not worth it. And so we now have a belief that I get the results that I want in my life when I do everything perfect. And so what ends up happening is that because we don't know if it's perfect or not, oftentimes when it comes to online marketing or building our business, we don't know if what we're doing is perfect or not. Even recording a video like this, I don't know if it's perfect. It's probably not perfect. It's probably got a bunch of mistakes and errors, and I'm saying things wrong, but it's okay. It's okay because I have a belief that it's okay, that things actually work out well, even when they are imperfect. And so what I've had to do is I've had to reframe that. So I look at the emails and I say, okay, that's the decision that I have that's creating that fatigue possibly. I'm either worried about how people are going to perceive me or what they're going to think about me. And I start to question, is it good enough to put this out there? And then by questioning that, I end up showing up as this lesser version of myself. Not that I'm lesser, but I'm less powerful in this, that I'm now procrastinating to create my emails. I'm now putting off the things that I know that I need to do to build my funnel in my marketing and in my business. And so then what I have to do is this, is I have to look at it and I have to say, okay, What is that belief that's beneath the surface? And then what is the opposite of that belief? And this is where it is. We start reframing these beliefs in our minds. And there's a two-part process to this that makes it life-changing. The first part is going to feel like you're lying to yourself. This is where affirmations often go wrong. I'm going to affirm, I'm a great leader, I'm a powerful husband, all this. And then the next day, you know, you fail. But what ends up happening is that if you can find a belief that's the opposite of the thing that you're experiencing, like I don't have to be perfect to be trusted or respected by others. That was a hard one for me to learn. I had to literally reframe that because I had a belief that for other people to trust me, I had to be perfect in how I showed up. And if I wasn't perfect, nobody would trust me to do business enough with me. And it was creating this scenario in my life where I literally was not showing up in my business the way that I needed to because I felt like I had to be perfect. And so the reframe of it is that people can trust me even if I'm not perfect, even if I show up authentically or imperfectly or make mistakes. And now my mind starts telling me, well, that's not necessarily true. It starts calling BS on this. And this is where we got to shift it. Is what is the evidence in my life that I've experienced? And sometimes it took me all day to actually find this one. What is the evidence of my life? Sometimes it can take you 24 hours. You got to go to sleep and you got to remind yourself of what these beliefs are. What is the evidence in my life that I can be trusted by people even when I'm imperfect, even when I might make a typo in an email, even if I might not say it right, even if I might not do everything perfect, even if I might not articulate myself perfectly to people? What is that proof of that in my life where that's happened for me? And then I start to find, my brain starts to go to work finding evidence for the fact that that's happened. And then what you can do is once you start to find the evidence, here's what ends up happening. Your brain starts to believe the new belief because now it has evidence for it. And this is powerful. This is a powerful thing where you find, okay, what's the trigger? What's the moment that's stopping me? What's the behavior that I don't like? And this is actually the process for this. Let me write this on the whiteboard. Is number one, what is the outcome that I want? Okay. What is the outcome that I desire to get from this? You have a trigger. You have some kind of a nervous system response. Something that's happening, and then you have a different outcome that you would like. Number two is you have a belief, which leads to a decision. Number three, what is the new opposite belief? Could be like, it's too hard to hire people in my business. It's too hard to manage people. It's easy to manage people. It's easy to be able to do this. And then what is the evidence of it that you were able to, maybe not necessarily that it's easy to, but I can manage people well. I'm a good manager of people. Even if you have not experienced that a lot, what are moments where you've been a good manager of people and you find evidence for that? Find evidence in your life, or you could find the evidence in another person's life. This one's a big one, especially if you're looking for something that you've never done before. And this is where the shift is. See, we have this thing where we feel like I have to know everything before I can do it. And you don't have to know everything before you can do it. You don't have to know how to do this before you can start to implement it. You could say that the evidence could be in somebody else's life where they know how to do it. And I could learn from them in that even. And then number five, we end up attaching it to gratitude. I'm grateful for the opportunity for this new way of doing things and how this new experience of mine is. And this is how I'm now going to approach my life. And then number six, is I like to bring my faith into it. where I believe that I'm guided and even directed and called by God to experience that new belief. And so if you see this framework right here, this is literally a framework. And I did not invent this framework, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you where a couple of resources that I learned it from. I had a little bit of help with some ChatGPT. There was a book that I actually read recently, and I'm gonna give you the book, and I'm gonna tell you to check it out, because I think that it's good to share sources where we get good information. Let me pull it up here. I want to pull it up on the screen so you can actually see it. The book is called A Changed Mind by David Bayer. Go beyond self-awareness, rewire your brain, and re-engineer your reality. And he breaks down this exact type of formula right here and how to do this. And this is how I've now applied it in my life, is being able to do that. So again, would highly recommend that book to you. This is not necessarily new information. This has been in the personal development space for a while. But the way that it's filtered through, where you find the new outcome that you want, that's opposite of that trigger, that experience, that fear, that worry, that insecurity that you have. And then you identify what is the belief or decision that's connected to that. And then you figure out, okay, what's the opposite belief of what would create that new outcome for you? Even if you don't think it's true, even if you're like, okay, I'm not sure about this. And then you go and you find evidence of moments in your life where that belief happened for you, where that new scenario or information happened for you. You attach gratitude to it. I'm grateful for the opportunity to do this. I'm grateful for this new belief. I'm grateful for the evidence of that this has happened, for the situation that I'm in that's allowing me to create this. And then I love throwing my faith right on top of that and just wrapping a bow around it of, I am called by God to experience this evidence, this belief, this change in my behavior, in my life, to go forward and to change everything. And so now, when it comes to you building your business, when it comes to anything that you have going on in your life, I'll tell you, I've applied this to literally everything that I've been doing. This decision matrix right here. That's what David calls it. David Bayer, the author of that book. The decision matrix. To be able to do that and to be able to take it and to apply it in my life. And I'll tell you, that's one of the key things that you can do to be able to help you. It goes beyond just, I love therapy. I think that there's a lot of great personal development out there. But if you then apply this 6-step process to that, on top of all the stuff that you've learned over the years about personal development, it will catapult you and catalyze you to be able to get more done than you ever imagined. Because what's going to happen is, this creates safety in your life, that new evidence, that new belief, the gratitude, and having faith and belief in what you're called to do. You feel safe internally. Your whole nervous system feels safe to be able to go do the things that you want to do. You know, another example belief, I'll give you a couple other examples of how this is. Maybe you get triggered in a relationship or on a sales call with somebody. I struggle to feel confident when I talk to people that I've never met before. That's a belief right there. What if you say, I'm confident and excited when I talk to people that are new people that I've never met before? Now, what is the evidence of that belief? What moments in your life when you felt confident talking to new people? You start to feel gratitude for that confidence in talking to new people and how you felt that way in the past. And then actually, my faith is I'm called by God to talk to new people all the time, because that's what I'm meant to do, to go out there and accomplish the things that I'm meant to do in my life. And maybe it's just, I'm called, you know, if you don't believe in God, you, whatever belief you have, a higher power or something. But I believe that it's important to attach that to this. And I think that if you can apply this in your life, you can apply this in your business, in your family, in your relationships. I have seen this transform my marriage, this process right here. And again, I'm not necessarily plugged into any of the other seminars or anything that David's done, but I read this book and I thought it was powerful, and I wanted to share this with you, and I wanted to bring this information to you to be able to show you this powerful method. I think that if you start applying this in your life, and you start saying, okay, what are these things that I can do? I started using ChatGPT to even help me identify what those things are. I started asking it to give me ideas for what those things are. And my AI assistant was able to actually help me identify what those were, so that then instead of me trying to rack my brain or figure it out, I'm like, oh, okay, here's some of the limiting beliefs. Here's what the replacement is. Here I could change it. Here's some necessary statements I could say to help me with this. And it's helpful. It's some helpful stuff that you can do. Listen, if you're a business owner and you're somebody that wants to accomplish greater things, this is a mindset shift that will change everything for you. And listen, if you want to know how to grow your business, how to grow your wealth, how to increase your leads, your customers, your clients, if you're in a service-based business, you want to know how to use AI in a powerful way that's going to help you accomplish anything that you want, so you don't have to be a marketing expert, so that you can shift your life and your business and your income, my Wealthy Coach Academy program is the place to do so. Check it out. You can click one of the links in the description below. You can check out one of the classes that we have going on as well on how to do this. We'll see you soon. Subscribe to my channel. Have a good one.